Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Saffron Geist. You don't want to cook wild geist in the geist cooker, is what I learned from a member of the Zeit Gang.
That was
what my issue was. I cooked wild rice in a rice cooker, and it dried the fuck out. Anyways, I'm Jack. That's Miles.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's trending. The stock market is trending. We just spent 20 minutes, you and Anna, trying to explain shorting to me.
Even tomorrow's episode, laboriously,
laboriously through the Reddit going story. Over it. But yeah, I mean, that is what is trending today.
Yeah.
We got right now, they've moved off of GameStop and now they're on to AMC.
And BlackBerry, because the whole deal is get something that, you know, the whole point of the short squeeze is that the people who are selling short, just to, in shorthand, when they're gambling on the stock price going down, there's a tremendous risk if that price goes up. And that's the risk that these hedge funds were running with the GameStop price going up. But when it starts to go up, you actually have to start buying shares to cover your investment in shorting a stock. So that effect makes it look like more people are buying it, which only raises the price. So it's like this snake eating its own tail shit. But yeah, that's why the word billions is trending and AMC, because people are talking about the billions lost by hedge funds just straight up got destroyed off of this move. And yeah, now it's on to the next meme stock. And also, like, a lot of interesting stories. I mean, these screen grabs from the Wall Street Bet subreddit of like people who actually were on the, you know, winning side of this. But by all means, this is by no means a way to make money, like, in a safe way. It's a very risky.
Speaking safe way, might be trending pretty soon. Why is it businesses that are specifically like nostalgia based? Why are we going to AMC and GameStop and things that were like big in the 90s?
Oh, I think that's just because that's where they are in their corporate death cycle. They're just on the way out right now. So that just means they're really depressed stock prices that like allows you for the largest margin to gain because it's so low.
Right.
You know, like that's it's just very high risk, high reward. And that's why I think most people are like, I have a job where I hate everything. So to add extra thought to like how BlackBerry stock, how
Right. Like the GameStop thing, I was reading we talk on tomorrow's episode about the Bloomberg like analysis of this. And they were talking about how it started because they have a lot of cash on hand from like their days as a relevant business.
Sure.
And so I just wondering if that's also true of like BlackBerry and AMC.
I mean, AMC maybe, Research in Motion, the BlackBerry parent company, or if they're even, I remember, that's how old I am. I remember when the BlackBerry, that was called Research in Motion. But I don't know. Let's just talk about Halsey because you know what that means.
Yeah. I mean, it's just interesting because like the thing that I've always thought was weird about the stock market is like, or at least the standard brain thinks is weird about the stock market, is like they will value Facebook stock at like billions and billions of dollars when Facebook is like losing money year over year, or Amazon for a long time.
Gotta take the long view, man.
Yeah, it's all like future based. And it seems like these people are coming in and being like, what about the past, though? What if we put the value based on like what used to be cool?
No, they just found a way to just kind of lash, like just strike back at Wall Street. You know, like that's really, you know, when you look at the dynamics, it's people who don't have as much money to invest, but coming together to make moves. And I think that's what's really interesting, too, is just sort of like this fucking like, millennials have no money individually. But it's like maybe if millions of us get together, we can cook the fucking stock market.
Collective action.
Exactly.
Let's
so,
go.
Yeah. I mean, it's only a matter of time because we figured out to like, how are we going to get that money back? Because y'all are old. So right. We need that, too. So we'll just, I don't know, figure it out.
Halsey is trending
because
she is pregnant.
Yeah. Cool.
Hey, congratulations. Shout out to Halsey.
Congratulations. You've won an iPod. I don't know. Her partner is a screenwriter. I know that. And that's all I know. A lot of people are like, everything you need to know about her boyfriend of several months. Which is always funny when, like, there's a couple where one person is just astronomically like just
more
a
famous.
Super famous person, and anything happens, like everything you need to know about their nothing burger partner.
What did he write? What did Elev Aiden?
Let's go to People Magazine's roundup of everything we need to know. He's 37.
Okay.
And a writer. They got matching tattoos in June. And he's Turkish. And that's about it. He created Small Shots, the Netflix show.
Small
he
Shots?
Created, yes.
Yo, dude.
In eight
like,
episodes in 2017.
Double Shots, bro.
There you go. So, I don't know. Shout out to y'all. I hope y'all have a wonderful, healthy child bring into the world.
Absolutely. It is Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Yeah,
so that's trending.
It's like weird when we like look at these days and you're like, right, of course. And I know that the Holocaust happened and is a thing. Yet, not even a month ago, we were looking at all kinds of weird anti-Semitic shit that the takes that could have straight come out of the Third Reich type shit. And you're like, yeah, I'm not sure. How far have we come? How do we gauge that anymore? I think it's like just reminding people. Hopefully, you don't have to deal with any people who are like some Holocaust denier shit. But yes, today is Remembrance Day. 6 million people.
Authoritarianism is on the rise. Fascism is on the rise. Umberto Eco, in his like 90s work on fascism, talked about how he basically predicted all this shit was going to happen with the rise of the internet and technology being able to just kind of influence and spread ideas quickly.
The new loudspeaker.
The fact that the Republicans are going to just, acquit, probably. That's the way it's looking. Not great.
I mean, I'd rather look so stupid in my cynicism or just observations of Senate Republicans over the last ever, and be like, they're not going to do it. Like, and if they do, it's going to be because something is so fucked up in like the, whatever they're presenting that they're like, this is an untenable position. Or maybe more corporate donors figure out what side to put their money on. It's all very sad and strange.
Just a real quick update on Halsey's boyfriend or partner. That show Small Shots was a TV program based on the premise two actors from Staten Island set out to audition for a Martin Scorsese movie. And the two lead characters are Joey and Turbo. So that's just something that I thought was interesting.
Oh. Oh. Wait, no, that's another thing, no? Turbo and Joey?
Is it?
I think so. They said he has a created Small Shots as a villain. Some of his other work include Turbo and Joey and Hip Men, Los Angeles.
Maybe Turbo and Joey are recurring characters across his work, like the Vega brothers.
Oh, wow.
In
okay.
Pulp Fiction. In the Tarantino universe.
Turbo and Joey. And then, very specific.
Turbo and Joey.
Like, we got Boogaloo Shrimp from the Breakin' film. Literally Turbo from Breakin'. It's him.
Finally, Miami LeBron is trending because people are asking the question, which LeBron do you choose? Do you go with Miami LeBron, Cleveland LeBron, Laker LeBron?
Return to Cleveland LeBron.
Return to Cleveland
OG
LeBron.
Cleveland, yeah, back in the in-between. And people pick Miami LeBron. I get it, you know? But I don't know. Cleveland LeBron made me respect LeBron James. Like, does that come back to Cleveland
sure.
LeBron? I was like, oh no, this is some kind of dark energy that he is tapping into to be this like just clinical.
Yeah, I go. So, I don't know either Cleveland or Laker. I just watching. I was rewatching the Miami finals against the Spurs, their first title, and or no, I guess it was their second title, and he just looks so much less in control of the game than he does in Cleveland. And like when he returned to Cleveland and as a Laker, like he seems like he's like getting better. He's just right. So effective now.
And then at the time, like he wasn't he the best defender in the league when he was at Miami? Didn't he win defensive player of the year? Like one of those
I mean,
years?
Yeah, but he's still a pretty effective defender.
Yeah. I think it's just more of like as a thing to watch and behold as like someone going out of their mind. Like, yeah. We always knew he was formidable. That's why, like, for me, it was debatable about his where he is in the GOAT conversation. Because I was like, yeah. I don't know, dude. He's nasty as fuck. You can't deny that. But then, like you're saying, you see these other things that don't quite show, like, I'm reading the fucking Matrix.
Yeah.
And then that Cleveland one, I was like, this guy's fucking, he wrote the Matrix, I'm pretty sure. Fuck.
I also, you know, and I'm always rooting for LeBron. So, like, I'd have... like feelings about this. Like I was always worried about him in Miami because he couldn't shoot. And then he got a little bit better as a shooter in Cleveland, but now he's pretty like knocked down. So like that would be the argument for Laker. Like obviously right. He doesn't have the same amount of energy and spring as he did with Miami on
but
defense.
Yeah, there's like something to those players who know how to adapt their game later in their career yeah. And like just rely on their intelligence and understanding of the game to be like, I can just be so much more efficient with my movement and stuff because like I'm cutting passing lanes or I'm seeing passing lanes. Reminds me of a latter day Ryan Giggs at Manchester United. People said he was too old, but he somehow was playing better despite his lack of pace.
I was just like, going to say, Ryan yeah. Giggs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that as an Arsenal supporter, but I remember that's when everyone was like, Giggsy. I don't know. Giggs, hey, you got that right.
I got it. Yeah, I mean, that one wasn't hard to figure out. Giggsy.
Giggsy, come on, buddy.
All right. That is what's trending this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay inside, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.